Richard Cleland has a total of 14 years with the Erie County Medical Center under his belt, and CEO is his seventh position. That time includes a gap in service with the hospital, but Cleland came back in 2008.
I just could never get ECMC out of my blood. It's about our mission, and I always tell everybody this, and especially people who enter our organization for career. You've picked an organization who, irregardless of payment, source, complexity, healthcare issue, need, they can come here and get healthcare services.
Cleland went into the position as interim CEO, but it was with the understanding that he'd become a permanent fixture. That knowledge allowed him to put together a leadership team that would be able to make significant strategic changes. Cleland says it's a challenging time for the hospital due to changes in the healthcare industry. For many years, hospitals have relied on a fees-for-service model, where reimbursements were based on volume. Cleland explains that within that model, a lot of healthcare was episodic, patients coming and going, having surgeries, and all without monitoring or control of the quality of their care. But over the past few years, he says the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, has changed the model to one of care based on outcomes.
You know, if your quality is not at a certain level or your customer service, you're not going to get paid as well as if the other ones do. So you kind of build a competitive environment to assure that your outcomes are great, your patients are happy, and you prevent people from coming to your hospitals.
It's a philosophical change that Cleland says ECMC is just at the beginning of. That means making those strategic changes in what Cleland refers to as service lines, the different departments of medicine.
So if a hospital is really efficient, they have great outcomes, and they have a really good population health management strategy, you're going to have less patients in your hospitals.
All that challenge for the hospital is an opportunity in Cleland's mind. In 5 years, he says ECMC will look quite a bit different. Shorter stays, controlled costs, lower utilization of inpatient areas. As an organization, Cleland says ECMC and others like it will take accountability for the population.
We're going to be providing healthcare services in the community versus in our ER or our hospital. It's called population health and preventative health.
And that task is going to take some new methods, as Cleland describes.
We're going to see probably in transformations in the innovation of services and the innovation and introduction of more technology, which will allow practitioners to really be part of the ECMC network, but still physically be out in the community, be out in the city of Buffalo.
Changes, opportunities, and involvement with the public. It all sounds reminiscent of the trends being seen in Buffalo's current renaissance, and that's why Cleland says the hospital has a role to play, mirroring great changes with great health care.
If you want a healthy community, you want this vibrant growth, your health care's got to be parallel with that, because really we have demographic challenges, but we have to overcome them. And if we're going to be a great community, we've got to be a great community all the way through.
Cleland says that includes buildings, development, and health care. He says it's how ECMC is going to help transform the community. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.